Nischas are saying, Nishma Bachiches Lushang, Vam Yehudim, Sechti Yivam, Estaf Nun Aleph. Zog Tigam Arav explained, the reason Rabbi Gamliel says is, Ein get ach a get and ein mama after mama is because he's unsure whether a get affects a full termination or maybe does nothing at all. The same thing, whether a mama creates a full kinyan or maybe nothing at all. Therefore, in both cases, only the first get or the first mama takes effect, because if the get or mama affects completely, then the second one does nothing at all. If the first one does nothing at all, then the second one also does nothing at all. Abaye asked, the Braisa says, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that a get will take effect if it's done after a maimer, done to one yevama, and a bia, done to a second yevama. So again, so if you have if a maimer is done to one yevama, a bia is done to a second yevama, and now a get is given to a third yevama, it takes effect, and that a maimer will take effect if it's done also after a get was given to the first, a bia was done to the second, and now a maimer is given to the third. Now, if Rabbi Gamliel is unsure, like Rava just said, then the last get or maimer should surely have no effect, because if the first get or maimer is fully effective, then the last get or maimer, even the bia, should not take effect as explained above. If the first maimer or the first get did not take effect, then the bia is a bia betchila and should take effect as if it was done in the beginning, in which case we learn that it takes a full effect, and the act of the get or the maimer done afterwards after that bia should absolutely have no effect. So therefore, Abaye said, it must be that Rabbi Gamliel holds that the get affects a partial termination, the Rabbanon, and a maimer affects a partial relationship, the Rabbanon. Therefore, when a second get is given, it does not take effect because the first get accomplished whatever a get can accomplish. The same as with a second maimer. A second maimer accomplished whatever the first maimer already accomplished whatever a maimer could accomplish, and therefore a second is no makom for the second get maimer to be chal. However, a maimer can take effect after a get and vice versa because they're affecting in different ways. The Rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Gamliel hold that the get or mamer has effect from each brother and on each yavama, and therefore even a second get or mamer will take effect because each yavam to each yavama has a separate effect of a get. The result is that according to Rabbi Gamliel, the deficient bia, one done after a get or a mamer, is stronger than a mamer in one way and weaker in another way. It's stronger in that a mamer followed by a mamer is ineffective, whereas a bia followed by a mamer, like we learned, is effective. It's weaker in that a mamer following a get takes effect on all that the get left over of the zika, whereas a bia after a get does not do so, which is why a mamer done after a bia will still take effect when the bia was done after a get initially. Zakmar Vaiter, a braisa says, in what case do Rabbi Gamliel say that there's no effect to a get given after a get? If two yavamas fell to one yavam, and he gave a get to each of them, Rabbi Gamliel will say that he must give chalitza to the first woman who has received the get, and the yavam becomes usher to her relatives, but he remains mutter to the relatives of the second woman. The chum say that he's usher to the relatives of both women, and he gives chalitza to either one of them. The same achalikas would hold true if there were two yavams and one yavama. In that case, it's one yavama. In what case, though, do Rabbi Gamliel say that there's no effect to a mamar given after a mamar effect to Gemara? If there are two yavamas and a yavam, and he gave a mamar to each, Rabbi Gamliel says he has to give a get to the first one, and then give her chalitza, and becomes also to her relatives, but remains mutter to the relatives of the other woman. The Chum say that the yavam must give a get to each of the women, thereby becoming also to the relatives of both of them, and he then gives chalitza to either of the women. The same achalikas would hold true if there were two yavams and one yavama. In fact, the Braisa, the first case says that Rabbi Gamliel says that he gives chalitza to the first woman and remains mutter to the relatives of the second woman, doesn't have to give a chalitza. This seems to refute Shmuel, who says that a chalitza given after a get does not help to release the other yavamas. So it seems to say that it would, even just, you don't have to go around to all the yavamas, give them separate chalitza. So Gemara Shmuel would say that his halacha was stated only according to the view of Yesh Zika. However, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, which is why he does not hold like Shmuel. Based on this, it would be logical to say that the Rabbanon hold that they're Yesh Zika, because they argue in Rabbi Gamliel. If Rabbi Gamliel holds that Ein Zika, the Rabbanon say Yesh Zika. Now, at the end of the Braisa, it says that the Rabbanon say that even when there are two yavams who each gave a get, only one of them has to give a chalitza. This would seem to refute Rabbi Bar Avuna, name of Rav, who says that when a chalitza is a chalitza de psula, like when it's given after a get, a chalitza has to be given by all the brothers. And over here, it doesn't have to be given by all the brothers. So Rabbi Bar Avuna would say that the Rabbanon also say Ein Zika. So what are they arguing with Rabbi Gamliel? They're only arguing in the point of whether get achaget or mamar achamama, but not regarding Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Fact number, the Braisa, Rabbi Gamliel says that when a mamar was given to each woman, he has to give a get and chalitza to the first woman. Since he holds no effect to the second mamar, why does he have to give chalitza after he gave mamar to the first woman? Even if he gave it to the second woman, but since there's no effect to the second one, he should be able to do even bia with the first one after the mamar and should make regular yibum. The Mamar says we don't allow that in this case as a gzeira, that he may come to do yibum to the second woman as well. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shimon ben Azan, Rabbi Nechemya all share the same viewpoint that Mamar affects a stronger level of Kinyan. Each Shita to a different extent, but they all hold the same basic point that there is a stronger Chashivas of Kinyan to Mimer. We see this by Rabbi Gamliel as we discussed. He says there's no Mamar Acha Mimer. The first Mimer is strong enough to do whatever a Mamar can do. Beis Shammai, we see this from a Mishnah where they say that two brothers marry two sisters, and then Reuven dies without children, and a third brother, Levi, does Mimer to Reuven's wife, and then Shimon dies without children. Beis Shammai say that the Mimer accomplishes that Reuven's widow remains Levi's wife, and Shimon's wife is free to go as his wife's sister. We see this, but Rav Shimon holds this as well to some extent, because we learn that the bia of a boy between the ages of 9 and 13 is given the same significance as mamer. Now, Abraisa says, there Rav Shimon says, if two brothers between the age of 9 and 13 each do bia with the yavama, only the first bia takes effect. We see that he holds a mamer would not take effect after another mamer. We see that Ben Azai holds like this as well to some extent, because he says in Abraisa, in the case of two Yavamas and one Yavam, where the Yavam gave Mamar to each of the Yavamas, the second Mamar would not take effect. You see that the Mamar is kind of fully. And finally, Rabbi Nechemya, because we learned that a deficient Bia is given the same significance as a Mamar. Now, Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechemya says that no Get or Mamar can take effect after a deficient Bia. We see that he holds that a Mamar can't take effect after another Mamar. And that way he holds that there must be a Kinyan Chashivas here.